Hello, and welcome to another podcast of Nauka Bezgranitz Learning Without Borders. Today, I'll be your host, Bulent Ackman, and we'll be talking about some more of the attitudes of Canada and the United States that are different from the attitudes of Europe. Let's start with success. Success. Just do it. Let's make an affirmation. Self-esteem, living the dream. Self-esteem, living the dream. North Americans like to make affirmations. The affirmations have to be positive. They have to be aligned with their thoughts, their values, and their actions, and they have to be true. For example, it doesn't work well to say, I'm enjoying doing my homework, because you know it's a lie. But it could help to say, I'm enjoying the process of beginning to enjoy my homework. The affirmations should be as simple as possible. One of my favorites is, I can and I will. I can and I will. Another one of my favorites is, when I win, I win. When I lose, I learn. When I win, I win. When I lose, I learn. This is because when I win, I'm only demonstrating past competence. I'm showing people that I can do what I've showed them I can do before. But when I lose, when I make a mistake, I learn something, and I take the learning with me, otherwise I'll have to take the lesson again. To be successful, Americans believe you only have to do more of what works, do less of what doesn't, and keep going. But there's more. When it comes to failure, there's no failure in North America, because failure is just an opportunity to learn a new way that doesn't work. One example is bankruptcy. In North America, bankruptcy is a success. Bankruptcy is cool. Bankruptcy makes you more, not less popular. Bankruptcy is a way to escape crippling debt. Except, you cannot declare bankruptcy for student loans. If you don't pay your student loans and you get a job, they will take money from your paycheck. If you retire, they will take money from your retirement check. If you die, they will take money from your parents. Most young people growing up in the United States today, if they graduate from university, have so much debt that they're delaying important life choices like getting married, buying their first house, having their first kids. This is a serious social problem, and nobody knows what's going to happen if the United States government doesn't change its policies about student loans and bankruptcy. But moving on, everything is work in the United States. Much like Japan, the United States has embraced a work culture where working at all times is encouraged, even at social events. Philip Zimbardo, in conjunction with colleagues, once performed an experiment. He asked North Americans, if they had an extra day of the week, what would they choose to spend that time on? Most respondents said they would rather spend that day getting ahead, making more money, working, than spending it with friends or family. In fact, socializing is work. Every time you go out, it's important that you can meet people who can help you with your projects, and you can offer your services to others for their projects. Socializing is a business game. Schmoozing is a full-time social obligation. To schmooze is to be very selective about the people you spend your time with, and commit yourself to high-quality interactions with high-quality individuals. individuals in high-quality environments. Anything less for a North American is unacceptable. Consequently, North Americans tend to have many, many, many shallow social connections. Contrast that with Europe, where people tend to have business associates, family, and a few very close friends. Also, remember, when you go out, you're probably going to be surprised that Americans have the attitude that more is better and luxury means waste. Houses with rooms that nobody uses except when guests arrive. We call that the living room. Where the family spends its time, that's the den. Food that's left on the plate, wasted portions, wasted space, cars that waste fuel. Recently, Colorado outlawed rolling coal, which is a kind of modification that makes pickup trucks burn more fuel, burn it badly, and visibly pollute the air. This isn't regular stupidity. This is advanced stupidity. And these are just three of the examples of the attitudes that Americans have equating luxury with waste. Wasted food, wasted space, huge vehicles, wasted fuel. Luxury means waste. Socializing is work. And everyone is making affirmations every day in order to feel like they're making progress. Now, that's an exaggeration, of course, but to illustrate the point, when you travel to the United States, you will meet many decent people. Modern United States is progressive, technologically sophisticated, multi-ethnic, multi-gender, multicultural. But there's a ruling minority of the population who would like you to think otherwise. So, take the best, leave the rest, and you can, you will. Thank you.